The Alberta government is investing into the prevention of elder abuse throughout the province, where it's shown that 1 out of 10 seniors in Alberta experience some form of elder abuse. Jason Nixon, the Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services, spoke at a press conference and gave the numbers on the investment.
I'm excited to announce on behalf of the Alberta government that we will be investing immediately an additional $3.3 million over the next 3 years to support seniors fleeing abuse in our province. This funding will provide $2.2 million to establish a new safe spaces program for seniors experiencing elder abuse in rural Alberta and Indigenous communities to ensure there are safe, accessible places for them to go in communities in rural Alberta and Indigenous communities.
The Sage Senior Safe House in Edmonton is getting a donation to help grow their safe house program through the investment. Bernice Sewell, the Director of Operations at the Sage Seniors Association, explained what the safe house program is and what this investment will do.
The safe house model is unique, with most residents not returning to their abusive situation, underscoring the effectiveness of our integrated person-centered approach in helping seniors break free from cycles of abuse and creating lasting positive changes in their life. Thanks to the investment by the Government of Alberta, we can strengthen our ability to support more seniors by expanding the number of suites, addressing the increased demand for our services, and ensuring that we continue to provide essential support services to those that need it most.
Sewell reiterates how important this investment is to not only SAGE, but to ending the stigma of elder abuse in every corner of Alberta.
Today marks the culmination of many years of collaborative efforts with our community partners and with our colleagues in government. We, as a community, benefit from the contributions of older adults as we, as a community, take action to be sure they are safe.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.